This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. While touting a strong U.S. jobs report, U.S. President Donald Trump sparked controversy by calling it a great day for George Floyd, the man whose death in custody last week unleashed nationwide protest over police brutality against African Americans. The president went on to say, hopefully George is looking down right now and saying this is a great thing that's happening for our country. Mr. Trump's great day comments were seen by many as too closely conflating Floyd's death and the day's good economic news and as speaking on behalf of Floyd on the economy. Former Vice President Joe Biden, his presumptive Democratic opponent in the November election, immediately lashed out at Trump for invoking Floyd's name, calling it despicable. Regarding the jobs report, Mr. Trump effectively claiming victory over the economic crisis and COVID-19, predicting that the worst of the coronavirus pandemic and its economic disruption was in the rearview mirror. The unemployment rate dropped to better than expected 13.3%, but that is still on par with the Great Depression. Mr. Trump said an economic rebound would be the greatest thing that can happen for race relations. This is VOA News. Scores of retired military and defense leaders are denouncing President Trump and accusing him of using the U.S. Armed Forces to undermine the rights of Americans protesting police brutality and the killing of George Floyd. The condemnation Friday came in an op-ed The Washington Post signed by 89 former defense officials and a letter in support of Democrat Joe Biden signed by 55 retired military leaders. It comes days after law enforcement officers used tear gas and deployed flashbangs to disperse a peaceful protest near the White House shortly before Mr. Trump walked to the area to pose with the Bible in front of a damaged church. Minneapolis has agreed to ban chokeholds by police and to require officers to try to stop any other officers they see using improper force. The agreements reached Friday are the first concrete steps that have been taken to remake the city's police department since George Floyd's death. The move is in part of a stipulation between the city and the Minnesota Department of Human Rights, which launched a civil rights investigation this week. City Council approved the agreement unanimously. Floyd, who was handcuffed and black, died May 25th after a white Minneapolis police officer used his knee to pin down Floyd's neck and kept it there, even though Floyd begged for air and eventually stopped moving. Seattle, Washington's mayor has banned the police use of tear gas as protests continue over the killing of George Floyd. Mayor Jenny Durkin said at a news conference Friday that the ban would last for 30 days. The move came hours after three civilian police watchdog groups urged city leaders to ban the use of tear gas to control demonstrators. The group said the move would build public trust and should remain in place until the department adopts policies and training for use of the chemical agent. More than 394,000 people have died globally from COVID-19. In the U.S., that figure is more than 109,000. The Trump administration is backing away from a threat to ban all flights to the U.S. by Chinese airlines. It allows Chinese carriers to operate a total of two flights a week between the two countries. The move comes a day after China agreed to allow more inbound flights by foreign airlines. United Airlines and Delta Airlines stopped flying to China earlier this year because of the coronavirus pandemic, but they want to resume those flights this month. Four airlines from China have continued flying to the U.S. Earlier this week, the Transportation Department threatened to stop all those flights no later than June 16th. Chinese President Xi Jinping pledged to continue 19 via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil.